Right.
And you know that that's what we're about in this podcast, is finding those bits of truth amidst all of the wrapping and slants and angles. So Nick has been very focused mm-hmm. on doing some research on specifically air purifiers, because mm-hmm. there has been a lot of buzz about that. This is a respiratory, coronavirus is a respiratory virus. So it's, you know, the idea that it was being projected into the air was a concern, I think, for a lot of people. But what have you found in your research?
So basically the question whether air purifiers can essentially help prevent you from getting the coronavirus is somewhat up for debate.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a very topical episode today, because I'm sure what is on most people's minds, or at least on the top of their news feed, as it has been for weeks, is the coronavirus. So we're going to talk about a certain product to see if it can or cannot help you from getting the coronavirus.
Yeah, because let's be honest, there's a ton of advertising and news stories about all these things that you should do for your safety, to protect you from this rampant pandemic.
Yeah, that's right.
But a lot of it is the stuff that we feel we have to kind of get to the bottom of, because we can't all just go out and buy every $500 item out there, even if it does drastically cut our chances. So we're going to try to find some of the key things that will be most helpful in keeping you healthy.
Yes, exactly right.
So today's topic is the question of, before we get into our training recap.
Sure. Oh, if air purifiers can help essentially trap viruses, i.e. the coronavirus, and make you less likely from getting catching it.
So can the craze of air purifiers that seemed to pop up everywhere last year, can that actually do something to aid in keeping you and your family healthier this most recent outbreak season?
Yes. So as Shannon mentioned, before we jump into that, we are going to talk about our training recap. Also going to let you guys know, since some of you might be staying in a lot more regularly nowadays.
Hashtag quarantine, self-quarantine.
You guys might need a little pick-me-up, daily pick-me-ups every once in a while. So I encourage you guys to go to atf.copenotes.com. One of our good friends of the show, Johnny Crowder, creator of Cope Notes, is giving people, from the last I heard, 2 free weeks of the Cope Notes, which is kind of, you guys can learn more about if you go back in our archives and hear the interview with Johnny Crowder. He describes what Cope Notes are, but it's definitely something that will give you a daily pick-me-up, and it goes right to your phone without you guys even have to doing anything. Okay, yeah. So check out atf.copenotes.com and sign up. So training recaps, it's going to be glamorous. We were doing some overhead movements. We were doing some lifting with our legs, not our back. We were doing some shoveling, like old school, you know, jail yard workouts. I don't know. But basically, we were getting our house ready to be put on the market.
Yeah, that's essentially been our life. And for the last couple of weeks, and it's not just that we've been doing some cleaning. Oh, no, no. Mm-hmm. We're the crazy people that we've been making a list for months, and we've slowly been going through it one item at a time. Well, we decided to fast forward everything and take on a 3-page to-do list in less than 2 weeks. We are insane. Mm-hmm. And yes, it did include things there. I only actually regret one thing. Only one thing.
Yeah.
And that's because it had horrible, horrible repercussions for me. But I think honestly, everything else, if I was going to summarize my kind of takeaways from the last week or two from all this, I'm actually surprised and quite pleased to see that I can still do this stuff. Like, I can still do the heavy lifting of boxes. And yes, I think good form is a very critical part, but doing all of the deep cleaning on your hands and knees and the painting and the moving and just all of that stuff, it didn't crush me like I was worried it might,
Yeah.
because I am not right now in my happiest of phases in terms of my physical fitness. I feel like I'm in a better place as far as controlling my mental fitness and mental health, but my physical fitness has definitely taken a bit of a back seat in the last like month. So I'm pretty happy that I survived
Yeah, I agree. It was
without too much.
trying times, and I know it was probably more trying for you because you're obviously home a little bit more with just your job. So you're kind of it falls to you about, once we started getting showings, getting that dog out of the house, and then not only that, coordinating picking up Ella and trying to get her dinner, not at the house, stuff like that. So I know that was a lot of mental, emotional demand on you. So like you said, our even though we were working, especially pretty active, getting the whole house prepped, it's been a physical, mental workout since. So,
Yeah,
I think we enjoyed.
there's only one night I thought I was going to lose you. That was when I made you stay up until almost midnight to pack up, because we don't have like we're both working full-time jobs during the week, so we don't have like just days to do this. We literally had to do this in the wee hours of the night. So there was one night that night I made you clean out your room, and I thought I was gonna throw up at one point. I definitely thought I was gonna throw up at one point. I thought you were either just going to throw the box and like leave the house, or you're gonna start crying.
Well, the
I'm
worst
like,
part is,
oh.
yeah, well, when we stayed up to midnight, that was mostly, like you said, cleaning.
Yeah, that was packing,
But then,
cleaning.
Friday night, we were just getting, because we had open houses, so that was a little bit, that wasn't too bad. Yeah, the cleaning stuff, that was just so fatigued. So, but anyways, yes, we've been working out, we work emotionally and physically, and not only has getting this prepped, obviously this gigantic worldwide pandemic has
The
essentially
craze,
broke,
yeah.
and it's really, every day it's getting a new kind of wrinkle to it. Is it bad? Is it as bad as everyone think it is? Is it worse than we think it is? I think you put some good kind of infographics on your stories this week to kind of explain, give it kind of a comparison.
Context.
Yeah, context, comparison in context to other essentially pandemics.
Yeah, and basically what I there are some really good resources out there. There's some wonderful people who are just trying to report data and facts and not giving it this dramatization and sensationalizing like the media has been. And the biggest thing that I wanted to communicate, because it's something I see every day in my job, but it's also just something I feel sort of overwhelmed by, is that there's not, as much as this is something that's serious, there's also no real context being provided to people. Like the recommendations we had just a few weeks ago, a podcast about the truth on the coronavirus and like the percentage that it's going to affect the people who are going to be most at risk. And the thing that's scary is not so much what we knew about it, it was all the things that people didn't know about it. And then the fact that media took it and made it sound like the worst thing since the plague. And the truth is, there are way more infectious diseases, way more lethal diseases, and ironically, probably due in large part due to timing and the fact of our media environment today, the media coverage of coronavirus compared to some of those way more lethal diseases is astronomically out of like ratio. I mean, it's just so, so different. And coronavirus is literally in all of the stories. I work with the media every day. I hear them say that they basically can't cover anything that's not coronavirus right now. So that means you're being inundated with this every minute, not just with like, you know, facts, mind you, but with all of these other spins and takes, including the people saying, well, here's the products you need to survive and here's what's going to help you. And I think we just kind of reached a point this week where we're like, seriously, this is becoming almost as much of a, I mean, not like, I mean, it is, it's like a bandwagon. This is just a bandwagon now. People are getting on to try to sell people stuff in a time when everything's closing down and people are having to work remotely, school remotely, all this stuff, self-quarantine, stopping travel. Like, we do realize that because of the spread, this has gotten to be a life-altering disease.
Yeah.
But what parts of truth can we actually find out there?
Right.
And you know that that's what we're about in this podcast, is finding those bits of truth amidst all of the wrapping and slants and angles. So Nick has been very focused on doing some research on specifically air purifiers because there has been a lot of buzz about that. This is a respiratory, coronavirus is a respiratory virus. So it's, you know, the idea that it was being projected into the air was a concern, I think, for a lot of people. But what have you found in your research?
So basically the question whether air purifiers can essentially help prevent you from getting the coronavirus is somewhat up for debate for two different sources I've been looking at. One was actually in BuzzFeed. They talked to us, a microbiologist, and he said that HEPA filters, which most air purifiers use already, and some actually, you know, I know our HVAC system uses one, or we buy one for it, actually cannot trap virus and bacteria because they're too small. The filter does not catch as small particles, the smaller, you know, the virus being so small. Just to give you some background, according to definition of HEPA filters, they can catch up to 0.3 micron. Let me go. I got it right in front of me. Maybe I should just say it. HEPA filters, they can filter, remove 99.97% of particles that have a size greater than or equal to 0.3 microns. Okay, so that, and right, to give you a little frame of reference, the coronavirus is about approximately 0.1 microns. So in theory, or just based on that information, HEPA filters can't catch viruses or bacteria, specifically the coronavirus. Well, I found another website called Smart Air, where researchers who basically have kind of dedicated their life to creating affordable air purifiers for everyone say that HEPA filters can, in fact, catch viruses due to the principle of diffusion. So diffusion is effective at capturing tiny virus-sized particles. According to NASA, HEPA filters capture virtually 100% of particles. Researchers at the University of Minnesota tested it by shooting basically particles of silver from 3 to 20 nanometers, which is 5 to 30 times smaller than the coronavirus particles, and it found that HEPA filters caught almost 99.99% of these particles, or particles smaller than 5 nanometers. So apparently one person says they can kiss him, another person says they cannot. So both of them kind of seem qualified. One's a microbiologist, one's a person that, you know, basically quoted NASA studies and quoted research from you know, University of Minnesota researchers. So it's harder to kind of determine which one is correct. I feel like these guys on Smart Air, even though I'll admit they are selling products, they are selling the product. So, but they do quote some legitimate research. So it's interesting because, like I said, they know the filter itself is not designed to catch the small particles, but there is a property within the filter called diffusion, which actually catches almost all size particles. So it's kind of hard to determine which one you want to believe or not. So I don't know if it's confirmation bias because of this one. It says it can with the HEPA filter. But, you know, obviously this one actually, you know, provides some research opposed to the doctor I saw on the BuzzFeed. It's just quoted the fact that HEPA filters say they can't catch anything smaller than 0.3 microns. So I wouldn't say that's a definitive answer to really determine whether or not you want to use it, but because that's a little preliminary research. So I would say, you know, findings are kind of not optimistic, but tend to seem that that HEPA filters can filter out the coronavirus. I think it requires further research to really want to know if you're going to invest in it, because air purifiers are not cheap. We did a little research. If you do want to go the air purifier route, one, get the HEPA filters, but also we checked out on consumerreports.org, which I don't know, have you used that before for looking up products, or what do you normally use for looking up like electronics and stuff?
I've used Consumer Reports. Okay. And I've also used like CNET and stuff like CNET, that.
Right. So obviously on the Consumer Reports, best and worst air purifiers of 2020 is the site we're looking at. Air purifiers, they you know, they advertise that they clean out dust, pollen, smoke from rooms, and you know, they can remove particles between 0.1 and 1 micron. So I think with that HEPA filter, you definitely, based on what we've read, and probably if you do some more follow-up research, I think the HEPA filter will be able to filter out the coronavirus. Now, the thing is, you know, obviously if you can filter it out, it's less likely to you be able to catch it in a room like a shared office or something like that. But also, I think Shannon talked about, and she's posted it a couple times about the highly recommended, and we obviously think that's the most important, is social distancing.
Yeah.
If you want to give a little definition about that.
All it basically means is physically distancing yourself and easing off of your socializing. That's basically what it is. So staying home, doing like virtual calls versus in-face meetings, not going to big events, maybe watching them on TV, although there's no events really left. I posted today on Instagram a picture of Nick and Ella in the middle of the ocean. And granted, there were other people on the beach, but it was our version of social distancing because still lots of people were not there. And we went really early to avoid crowds. And yeah, it's putting some friendly distance. It's about understanding safety before social life.
So not only is social distancing recommended, you guys can check out my Instagram. Basically, I did kind of the procedures we're using at the gym right now. Social distancing, disinfecting everything with wipes and spray, and of course, washing your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. So that is the number one recommended thing, and we can encourage people to keep doing that. So, but if you want to go above and beyond, and you really believe, and you find some research and some people you're confident in that HEPA filters can filter out viruses, there are some really intense air purifiers out there. I'm looking at the Consumer Reports right now. There's one, it's excellent. It's only three, I shouldn't say only, but it's approximately $300. They have that quoted from Best Buy. I'm gonna hit the shop, see if it's actually available now, unless everybody has picked it up. let me see. It looks like it's pretty good. It looks like you can add to the cart. Yes, this is Blue Air, Blue Pure 211 Plus, 540 square foot air purifier. So yes, this, according to Consumer Reports, is an air purifier that can clear about a room that's 540 feet, square feet, excuse me. You know, it's the filters and the energy use costs about $200 a year. So, you know, obviously you got the initial cost of $300 plus another $200 for energy costs and filters. So you're about $500 a year. And that's for essentially 540 square feet. You know, it's probably about the size of our room right now. We're in our living room. So it's if you want to use your whole house, depending on how big your house is, you might need multiple of these. So it's kind of up to you. Now, it definitely goes up because the most... probably the one that they give their number one thumbs up to is also another Blue Air product. It's Blue Air Classic 605. That starts off at $830 at Lowe's, and it can clear a room. They say boom, boom, boom. It says filters and energy costs about $225 a year. Weighs 30 pounds. And but you can has wheels, so you can cart it from room to room. It's claimed the capacity, declared capacity of a room of 775 square feet. So obviously you get what you pay for, guys. Now one, I'm going to list a couple of the worst ones to stay away from, just so you guys don't get waste your money. They said the Hamilton Beach True Air 04383 is $50 on Wayfair. This is what you get when you pay for. It's the lowest ranking air purifier. So just to let you know about that.
Yeah, so kind of straightforward as far as like if you really want some an air purifier to protect you, keep you healthier, especially if you, I would say air purifiers are probably most impactful if you do have like respiratory issues already, if you have allergies already. Those are things that air purifiers are going to be the most helpful for. And as Nick stated, like you might, if you have a big space, you might need more than one for them to really do their job. Like they're going to need to be in the spaces that you spend the most time in. So if you get one for your bedroom, but you also spend, you know, half your day working out of your living room or something, you're probably going to need two, or you need to carted around or something. Like there's definitely some like caveats to this, but I think from what you've said, it doesn't sound like this is going to be a huge make or break for coronavirus, but it definitely isn't going to hurt your chances if you get a good one. And if you do have respiratory or you have some kind of allergy already, it might be a great thing to have regardless of the coronavirus. So think about kind of what your situation is and kind of emphasize your priorities and what's going to affect you most.
Yes, I do want to mention one last thing from this Consumer Reports. There is a new air purifier called the... How would you pronounce that? Molecule?
It looks like molecule.
Son of a bee.
It's molecule with a K.
Yes, apparently it's a new newer one that's on the market, and it advertises that it can basically kill airborne pathogens, bacteria, and viruses. They use apparently a patented filtration system called Pico technology. Basically, Consumer Reports says that even though they don't know if they weren't able to determine whether or not it could trap or eliminate microbes and bacteria, the air purifier did very poorly in the particles and pollutants tests that it put it through. So the Consumer Reports said that theoretically the Pico could work to eliminate microscopic airborne molecules, but our tests showed that the molecule air is not proficient at catching larger airborne particles, which ultimately means it's not getting enough air passing through the system. So they probably think due to that, it would not do very well for catching smaller particles or so. So just the molecule, main reason I tell you that is because it's $800. So don't want people to fall prey to that because they see that it can catch viruses.
Right.
Make sure that you guys...
spend more money, it catches even stronger viruses.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
And not necessarily, exactly. You might not even be able to get the dust and pollen out of your house too. Or they said they wouldn't even put it in, be able to... clear a 100-foot square room. So just wanted to put that out there, guys, because I know that seems to be the newest one that's they say is going to be promoted on social media right now. So overall, to kind of bring it all together, HEPA filters with air purifiers and even HVAC units in your house, if you have central air, can be beneficial, in my opinion, can be beneficial for catching particles, even as small as viruses and bacteria. So I think from what I've seen in these small little studies and the smartair.com, I think that's, good evidence to see that it's true. Obviously, I don't know if you have to go above and beyond, like Shannon said. Mm-hmm. If you're practicing the methods that the CDC recommends, like washing hands, keeping social distance, make sure that everything, trying to use hand sanitizer or disinfectant wipes, that's kind of the best you can do.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to be in a common setting, whether it be at the gym or at the office, depending on if you're allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, I know. I just got some emails around suggestions to stay at home, work from home, if possible. Like if you're able to, then just do it. Granted, that's I do, but that's a really something else. I would just say is be respectful of other people and be honest. Like this is not a time. Yeah. To play sketch. This is not a time to see who's tougher. Be respectful of people and be honest with them. The two go hand in hand. I know, Nick, in your job specifically, but everybody, if you've traveled recently and there's even a chance you might have come in contact with something, the only way this is ever going to slow down is if people actually step up and tell the truth. And say, you know what, there was a good chance that I was in contact with someone, or, oh yeah, I spent, 2 days last weekend with someone who was in Europe or, another country that had a high infection rate just a week ago. So I could actually be contaminated. We know that testing has been a real big issue. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons that in our country, they're saying that they don't have a good read on this situation.
Right.
Because the tests haven't been made available. They've basically been, you think you're sick, you're exhibiting the signs, stay home, call the health department, and self-quarantine.
Right.
And then when they can, they'll get a test to you. it's not been the kind of thing where you're like, I think I might have it. I should get a test. You can't. So until we have better testing in place, more available testing, thank goodness the private sector is stepping up a bit, but Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the people around you. And if you do have to stay home and binge watch Netflix for 4 days or something and have all your meals delivered for 2 weeks, then do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for everybody else that you come into contact with.
Maybe you just go back through our catalog of 200 podcasts and listen to us. There you go. Podcasts. Get caught back
Why
up.
Not?
Go back through the history of the podcast, guys.
All day, every day.
I know. I think that's a great idea. So, but honestly, guys, please be safe. You know, as Shannon mentioned, you know, do your own due diligence. We're community at large, you know, so you got to do your part as part of the society and the community to, you know, police yourself. So do so and wash your hands, for God's sakes.
Don't touch your face, which now everybody's going to want to touch their face.
Yes. All right. You got anything else for us this evening?
No, I'm good.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.